The paper cage. The IRS comes knocking. Sofia Ramirez had always believed in doing things the right way. She was a small business owner, a dedicated mother, and someone who prided herself on following the law. But one morning, as she checked her mailbox, she found something that would shake her world. A certified letter from the IRS. Final Notice of Federal Tax Lien. The words felt like a punch to the gut. According to the IRS, she owed $87,000 in back taxes. Money she had never seen, never spent, and never even realized she supposedly owed. She dropped into her kitchen chair, her hands trembling as she read further. The letter claimed that the government had the right to seize her bank accounts, garnish her wages, and even take her home. She had paid her taxes. She had filed everything correctly. How could this be happening? When she called the IRS hotline, she was met with cold bureaucracy. Ms. Ramirez, the system has flagged your account, and we will proceed with collection if payment is not made. No, she insisted. This is a mistake. I don't owe anything. Ma'am, the agent replied, we don't make mistakes. Click. That was the moment Sophia realized something chilling. She was guilty until proven innocent. Desperate for answers, Sophia turned to a local tax attorney. She expected him to have some brilliant legal maneuver to fix the situation. Instead, he sighed, glancing over the paperwork. I've seen this before, he said. Once they have you in the system, it's almost impossible to get out. Sophia stared at him in disbelief. So what do I do? The attorney leaned back in his chair. Honestly, you can try fighting it, but the IRS plays by their own rules. Even if you prove you don't owe them a dime, they can still keep coming after you. That's how the system works. Sophia felt sick. She realized the truth. She had never been free. Everything she thought she owned, her business, her home, her savings, was controlled by the government. And at any moment, they could come in and take it away, unless she found a way to legally remove herself from their system. Sophia's search for answers led her to an old friend, Marcus Steele. He had once been a business consultant, but had vanished from the corporate world years ago. She found him running a private consulting group that taught people how to legally remove themselves from IRS jurisdiction. Over coffee, she explained her situation, hoping he had some secret tax loophole that could fix everything. Instead, Marcus shook his head. Sophia, you don't owe them anything. The problem is, you never told them that, she frowned. What do you mean? The IRS assumes everyone is a taxpayer, unless they legally declare otherwise, he explained. Right now, you're trapped in a public system that operates under contracts you never agreed to. If you want out, you need to legally remove yourself from that system. He slid a folder across the table. Inside was a document titled 508C1A, Private Trust Agreement. Sophia picked it up. What's this? The government has no right to tax a 508C1A, private ministry trust. It's the only structure that is 100% legally tax-exempt, lawsuit-proof, and outside government control. She stared at him. Are you saying I don't have to pay taxes? I'm saying, Marcus smiled, that you don't owe them a damn thing if you structure your life correctly. Sophia spent the next few weeks learning everything she could about the hidden system of financial control. Step 1. Exiting the tax system legally. She drafted a revocation of election letter to the IRS, formally declaring that she was removing herself from federal taxpayer status. She learned that the IRS only has jurisdiction over public entities, which meant she needed to stop operating in the public system. Step 2. Establishing a 508C1A trust. Instead of running her business as an LLC or sole proprietorship, she restructured it as a private faith-based ministry. Under 508C1A, religious and educational organizations are legally non-taxable, no EIN, no 501c3 restrictions, no IRS reporting. Step 3. Moving everything into private ownership. She transferred her business, home, and assets into the trust, removing them from her personal name. This meant the IRS could not legally seize anything because she no longer owned it. Instead of depositing her earnings into a personal bank account, she opened a trust-owned account, which was legally exempt from IRS jurisdiction. The moment of truth came when the IRS sent her another letter. Notice of collection action. Final demand. Sophia had been expecting it. She calmly filed a response. Notice of trust-owned assets and private exempt status. As a private ministerial entity under 508(c)(1)(a), this trust and its holdings are legally exempt from IRS taxation and collection. Any further attempts to collect taxes will constitute unlawful harassment and be met with legal action. She sent the letter via certified mail. 2 weeks later, she received a response. Case closed. No further action required. Sophia stared at the letter, barely able to breathe. It worked. The IRS had closed her case without a fight. They had no legal claim over her. She was free. No more taxes. No more fear of audits. No more threats of bank account seizures. Everything she had built was now protected inside an untouchable trust. Sophia wasn't just financially free, she was mentally free. She saw the game for what it was. Public citizens are taxable entities. Private individuals who structure their lives correctly are not. The system only works if people remain ignorant. She had spent her entire life paying into a system that never benefited her. Now, she was completely outside of it. No taxable business income, no IRS oversight, no financial fear. For the first time, she wasn't playing their game anymore. Most people spend their entire lives trapped inside the paper cage. They believe they must pay taxes. They believe they must register everything with the government. They believe the IRS has authority over them. Sophia had learned the truth. The only thing keeping people in the system is their own ignorance. She had legally removed herself from the taxable world and stepped into a private life of true financial sovereignty. And now, she was on a mission to show others the way out. Are you ready to escape the paper cage? Access the legal documents to create a 508(c)(1)(a) trust and legally remove yourself from taxation forever with Trust Fortress at trustentities.com.